Hi everybody, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So today let's talk about a couple of expressions with the words buy and sell. But we're not going to focus on the more traditional meanings of buying and selling, like buying a bicycle or selling a house. Here we're talking about ideas, excuses, reasons for doing something, and stuff like that. An example. Let's say you have a 10-year-old son, little Jimmy, and one day he comes home with a note from his teacher, Miss Johnson. The note says that he's been acting up and kind of disrupting the class. So you ask little Jimmy what's going on. Why is he acting up? You want to know. And Jimmy says, I'm not acting up. I'm always quiet in class. Kenny is the one who's always joking and acting up. She thought it was me because we look like twins. So this is Jimmy's excuse. He's actually an angel in class, while Kenny is the one who can't be quiet. But Jimmy and Kenny look so much alike that their teacher mixed them up. She sent Jimmy home with a note instead of giving Kenny the note. So Jimmy tells you this little story, and you are just not buying it. You are not buying this story. That means you are not convinced. You don't think his story is credible. You know your son. He's impossible. And he's very creative too. You know that it is highly unlikely that Jimmy is quiet in class. So yeah, you're not buying it. You're not buying his story. Here's another example. Your friend had agreed to go to the movies with you tonight, and now he's just called you and said that he's feeling a little tired, so he won't be able to go tonight. You know this guy well, and you know that he was really looking forward to going to the movies, so you're not buying it. You're not buying his excuse. That's a lame excuse. He's tired? You're not buying it. You think the real reason why he canceled on you is something else entirely. You're not buying that he's too tired to go to the movies. Now, here's the opposite idea. For example, let's say your friend is telling you about her trip to some beach town you had never heard of before. She tells you it was wonderful, the beach was amazing, the weather was so nice. You say, hey, I'm sold. That beach town sounds amazing and I want to go there. I'm sold. That means you've convinced me. I see what you're saying. I believe you. I'm sold. I still remember one day when I was living in the US and I told my roommate that I had eaten, I think it was a salami bread or something, and that it also had Parmesan cheese on it. And she said, I'm sold. That means she thought the bread sounded delicious and she wanted to have some herself. So, okay, I'm gonna present you with a list of things that someone might say to you. And you tell me whether you would say, I'm not buying it, or I'm sold. Someone says to you, my internet course will teach you how to become a millionaire in less than a month. You'll never have to work again. And it costs only $10,000. Remember, you'll become a millionaire in a very short time. What would you say? I'm sold, or I'm not buying it? Another one. A friend says to you, you know that chocolate cake you ate at my house the other day? I'm gonna make it tomorrow. So if you wanna come by, you can watch me and learn how to make it yourself. What would you say? I'm sold, or I'm not buying it? You're going to a U2 concert tonight, and your friend tells you, I just met U2's agent, and he gave me backstage passes. We're gonna meet Bono tonight. What would you say? I'm sold, or I'm not buying it. Depends on who the friend is, right? And the last one, the owner of a language school tells you, be our student and we promise you'll be fluent in any language you want in 3 months. We have the best teachers, the best materials, the best snack bar. And you'll be speaking English like a native in 3 months. What would you say? I'm sold or I'm not buying it? Talk to you next time.